What's up? It's the juice, everyone. I'm back for some NFL playoff talk and, believe it or not, some YouTube drama that's going on right now between my old favorite group, 2 Hype and Mopey, Los and TD. So we're going to get into that. We're going to get into all of that today. It's going to be a decently long episode, but buckle your seatbelts 'cause it's going to be a good one.
It's another one. I got that juice, juice. New AP. She got that juice, juice. She got that squeeze. She got that wet, wet. I'm on them skis. I got that drip, drip. I'm overseas. DRI.
All right, we got a great episode today. So, before we get into any playoff, any NFL playoff talk, and I'm gonna talk about one of my favorite, one of my favorite analysts on TV, Nick Wright. He, for some reason, made some bold claims about how Aaron Rodgers doesn't deserve the MVP. So I'm gonna react to that in a little thing at Troll Juice, where I react to idiots on television and I troll them essentially. But we gotta talk about this beef between 2 Hype and Mopey, TD, and Lowe's. So this all started. This is started. Way back to when TD and Los got kicked out of 2 Hype. Now, I'm a huge TD fan. I'm a huge Los fan. They were two of my favorite guys in 2 Hype. And they were kicked out, and I was very upset about this. And TD kind of kept his mouth shut, and Los did for about a year until, you know, he went on Twitch and basically explained why he was kicked out. And it was kind of swept under the rug because it was only one guy talking. But then, after Mopey was kicked out, and Mopey said how, and Mopey made the L Hype tweet saying L Hype, Cash and Mitchell cool though after 2 Hype won an award. Things just went out of control, and TD uploaded his video like a week later, and then Mopey uploaded his video like 2 days after that, and that's when most of 2 Hype has already responded to this. Now TD's video, I think, was very, very TD's video was very good. He explained every single reason with such great detail, and he's such a good talker. He's a very mature guy. That's why I like him a lot. He's very good at the games he plays, and he's always gives good commentary. Not the funniest guy, but I don't really need that sometimes. Mopey, his video on the other hand, not so great. But the only reason I kind of liked it is because you could kind of sympathize with Mopey. He sounded very sad in the video. But what I didn't like is he wasn't really explaining anything with much detail. He was just saying like, oh, I'm at a loss for words. They're just such bad people, and I just don't know what I'm gonna do. So that's what he was. But my friend Carter Borchard made a great claim about this. Whoever makes the video last, like whoever made the most, the last, the like the whoever got the last word in, usually is the person whose side you take, because there's nobody there to respond to his video until it actually happens. Now I'm one to root for the underdog in this YouTube beef. I was a huge fan of Cody Ko when Cody Ko got into that beef with Jake Paul. And then speaking of Jake Paul, when he and Team 10 got into that beef with FaZe was definitely the underdog there because Team 10 was at the top of the world. And I'm one to root for the underdog. Obviously to start, Mopey is the underdog. Mopey is one guy against a whole group. But then TD joined his team, who I love. Los joined his team. And it was just a frenzy. Now, 2 Hype's videos, when I saw Mopey's video, I was like, 2 Hype's a bunch of dicks. They're not the same anymore. They used to be my favorite YouTube channel. They used to be my favorite guys on the internet. And they changed. And they kind of did change. Because I used to watch them when they posted great basketball videos. They still played 2K, and they were just all around funny guys, friends, just living in the same house, just making great videos. Now I don't really watch them anymore, and this is even before the Mopey beef. I don't really watch them anymore. Their videos are just money challenges, and they sold out. They did. But what really made me start to hate them is when they kicked out Mopey, and they kicked out TD essentially for business reasons. Not Mopey, but more so TD. They screwed TD over. They still made him pay the water bills in the house, even when TD was taking care of his mom. None of those guys responded to TD's video because they knew TD had him beat. TD made an excellent video, and he made sure that these guys were in the wrong, and Yeah, they didn't respond to TD's video, and they knew they were in the wrong. But on Mopey's video, Jesser and Jidel both commented on Mopey's video. And the thing about Mopey's video, the rundown is Jesser was changed, and he became an asshole because Chris and Zach are assholes, and then Jidel has always been an asshole. That's the gist of Mopey's video. Jesser responded, and he said, "Mopey, you never came to me about these problems that you had." Mopey was going through some rehab, and during this rehab, he was starting having problems with Jesse and all the other guys. And Jesse never knew about these problems, and that's a good point by Jesser. If Mopey didn't, Mopey never came to Jesse and the group about his problems, and that's why these guys are so confused as to why Mopey is coming at them for no reason. There's been a ton of lawyer stuff that I don't want to get into because I don't really know the gist of it. But on top of that, Jidel made his video, and I think Jidel's video was insanely good because all Mopey said about Jidel and the reason that he was changed and the reason that he didn't like him is because he said he's always treated him like trash throughout his life, which makes no sense. He just said he treated him like trash, and he never gave any intellect on that. But then he said Jidel wasn't putting enough effort into Mopey's videos when Jidel was in Mopey's videos, and you could see in the intros that he wasn't. His body language was awful, and he gave some other examples of how Jidel was being a jerk, but those examples that Mopey gave, I didn't think they were good examples because they were just two videos that were not even that bad. But the intros, yeah, those were an issue with Jidel's body language. Jidel responds to those, and he gives Mopey three latest videos that Jidel was in before Mopey walked away from YouTube, and Jidel's body language is better. Mopey never responded to that. So that's why I think Jidel's in the right. I think Jesse's in the right. I think the whole group is in the wrong because of TD being kicked out. But I think Mopey's just always been a weird guy. He doesn't sound very smart. And I think that I don't really put much into his video, but I'm a supporter of TD. I still don't like Too Hype because of what they did to him. And that's why I don't really watch him anymore. Even then, if I did watch him, they're still not entertaining. But yeah, but even if I'm just an outsider looking in, Jesser and Jidel, I think they're off the hook. But Chris and Zach still have yet to make a video. Chris actually did make a 43-minute video. 43 minutes, and he deleted it. If you delete a 43-minute video on YouTube, you know it's bad. And Chris knew he's in the wrong. I don't think Chris has any way out. I think Chris is definitely in the wrong, and I think Chris has been getting exposed. Zach, I'd have to see his video because there's a lot of beef about him and his ex-girlfriend that Mopey talked about and TD talked about and Lois talked about how Mopey's out. Zach painted his ex-girlfriend as this awful, toxic girlfriend that he had. But instead, apparently this girlfriend's a good chick. I don't watch any of her videos, but apparently this girlfriend's, she's nice. And Zach's going to try to explain himself in his next video. But I have to watch that. But right now, Chris is not in a good place. I think Jidel and Jesse are perfectly fine. Obviously, Cash and Mitch aren't really a part of this beef. I will say this, Cash made a video, and I didn't really watch it because I just know that, from what I'm hearing, Cash has nothing to do with any of the drama. From what I saw in Cash's video, I couldn't even watch it. You can't even understand what the guy's saying. Like, his videos as a whole just kind of suck. And but yeah, you can't hear what he's saying, and he's not putting much intellect into what he's saying. Whatever. Doesn't matter. He's not a part of the drama. But anyways, if I had to say that, I know a lot of people are following this Too Hype beef. My opinion is Jesse and Jidel are fine. Mopey's kind of sussing me out because his video kind of sucked. TD got screwed over. Walker got screwed over. Walker was TD's friend that never got to be in Too Hype for some random reason. Los is fine. Los's video is good. They screwed over those three. Mopey, I'm not sure. From what I'm hearing, from what I hear from Jesser and Jidel, he wasn't screwed over and he's just being weird. But yeah, all right. So, had to get that off my chest. Now, we are going to go to my segment called Troll Juice. Troll Juice is a great segment that I used to have on some of my old podcasts. And I'm going to react to what Nick Wright said about how Aaron Rodgers doesn't deserve the MVP. Let me pull this video. All right, here we go. So Nick Wright, if you guys don't know, Nick Wright is a Kansas City Chiefs fan. He's a huge Patrick Mahomes dick sucker. Actually, used to be an Aaron Rodgers dick sucker until Patrick Mahomes came along. But yeah, huge fan of the Chiefs. He actually doesn't think the Chiefs have any problems and they're going to walk their way to the Super Bowl, even though it's so obvious that the Chiefs have holes that can easily be exploited in the playoffs. And he thinks that Mahomes is the best player in the league, thinks he's easily the best quarterback, and here's what he has to say, and I'm going to refute every single statement he makes. All right, here we go.
Okay, I want to address the Derrick Henry thing in just a moment, but I just want the audience to marinate in the moment we had at the very beginning of this segment, where we now are in a world where, according to the gamblers, there is not one quarterback that had a better season than Patrick Mahomes. There's two, and one of them is Josh Allen. And I want everyone to understand, and I think deep down they know it.
Well, let me get the Josh Allen thing out of the way. Josh Allen's the third best quarterback in the league. He has had a terrific season. That I think what people don't realize about Josh Allen, Aaron Rodgers should be the unanimous MVP. But people don't realize about Josh Allen. This is why I think he should be ahead of Mahomes in the rankings. The improvement that Josh Allen had as a thrower of the football, and obviously Stephon Diggs was a big reason for that. Obviously, every quarterback needs a big weapon. And there's a lot of great quarterbacks that have big weapons. Tyreek Hill with Mahomes, Devontae Adams with Rodgers, Metcalf with Russ. I mean, if you're going to be a great quarterback in this league, having a number one wide receiver is going to put you to the next level. But Josh Allen, let's be honest, he was like the 15th best quarterback in the league last year. He couldn't throw to save his life. He was not accurate whatsoever. He was just a blunt instrument like Matt Whitmer, like my friend Matt Whitmer said, he was a blunt instrument. Now he's a great thrower of the football, and he's dangerous running with his legs, and and the fact that he can throw it 80 yards, gosh, I mean, he's got it all. He should be ahead of Mahomes. The improvement that Josh Allen has had this season was immaculate, and that's why I think that's the big reason why I think he should be ahead of Josh Allen. But what Nick Wright doesn't understand is Mahomes. Just because he may be the best quarterback in the league, I think Aaron Rodgers is better, but you can say that Mahomes is the best quarterback in the league, but doesn't mean that you're going to get the MVP. Like, that's just the world we live in. We're living in a world, and we can't compare this to now, because obviously I think Aaron Rodgers is better than Patrick Mahomes, but Derrick Rose won it over LeBron. James Harden won it over LeBron. Russell Westbrook won it over LeBron. Neither of those three are better than LeBron. And never were better than LeBron. Yet those guys won the MVP. You want to know why? Because the new story and the surprise, they usually comes out on top. And that's why Derrick Rose, a guy who is a second-year player, came out of the blue and dropped 25 points a game, and the Bulls were the one seed. Yeah, they're going to give it to that guy because they're getting tired of LeBron. And I wouldn't say anyone's tired of Patrick Mahomes, but I don't think we're ever going to see a Peyton Manning year where you get three MVPs in a row, or a Brett Favre where you get three MVPs in a row. It's just not going to happen. And I think that's the world we live in with Nick. He said we live in a world where two guys are ahead of the supposed, air quotations, best quarterback in the league. But yeah, that's the world we live in. And Mahomes if he has the best season, if there's a guy that has like a notch lower season than him, I think they're going to give it to that guy because that guy probably hasn't won an MVP before. So, yeah, that's what I got to say about that statement.
How stupid this is going to look in 5 weeks when Patrick Mahomes has the Super Bowl MVP trophy in one hand, the Lombardi trophy in the other, and he's doing the LeBron James look around, how do you like me now? And there's going to, and people are going to try to memory hole the whole, you know what? I think Josh Allen might be the best quarterback in the AFC. Josh Allen and Aaron Rodgers. Patrick Mahomes just sitting there saying, oh, my bad, we clinched the one seed a week before Christmas, so I stopped having to try or even play. So there's that.
All right. That's where the video stops, because they start talking about Derrick Henry, who has nothing to do with the point that I'm trying to make. But here we go. First off, this guy, the fact that he thinks that the Chiefs are just going to walk through the playoffs. No, they're not. In fact, I think the Bills could definitely beat these guys. The Bills are the hottest team in the league right now. And the Chiefs are not. The Chiefs haven't been playing well the past 4 weeks. They almost lost to the Falcons. And if it wasn't for Young Hoku finally missing, they that game would have went to overtime. If it wasn't for AJ Terrell dropping that pick, the game's over. So I hate to say that the Chiefs, because in the middle of the season, everybody thought Mahomes was going to walk to the MVP and they're going to win the Super Bowl because they have just too many weapons. Now, when you get to the end of the season, that's when things start to get tighter. And speaking of the end of the season, this guy's saying that the Chiefs, they lock up the one seed and they start not having to try. No. Here's the thing with the final games are the final weeks are the ones that matter the most in the MVP race. And Aaron Rodgers has outplayed Patrick Mahomes for the past month. Before this month, the MVP race was dead tight, maybe a slight advantage to Patrick Mahomes. But now, after that month, Aaron Rodgers is going to – if anyone doesn't vote Aaron Rodgers, they're going to look stupid. He's going to win this MVP race running away. And the problem that I have with Nick is the fact that he's saying that Mahomes didn't have to try these past 2 weeks and they didn't have to – and the Chiefs just locked up the one seed. Well, even before they locked up the one seed, he still – a game before that wasn't playing that great. So I don't know how he can say that Mahomes didn't have to try. And I just don't – I don't get how a guy who is better than Patrick Mahomes in every statistical category outside of passing yards and is the number one in every statistical category besides passing yards, best in QBR, best in passer rating, best in touchdowns, best in interceptions for a guy that played 10 or more games – and he's the one seed in the NFC. Like, I don't understand how people can think about that. And believe it or not, those guys on that show, Brandon Marshall, who thinks that Derrick Henry should win the MVP, Jason Wildes, literal chode, a walking chode, Jason Wildes, thinks that he can compare this to the Karl Malone MVP over Michael Jordan. Don't compare that, because Aaron Rodgers is frankly better than Patrick Mahomes right now. Karl Malone was not better than Michael Jordan, and that, yes, I can agree. That was not a good voting, but people, that was voter fatigue. This is not. Mahomes has won one MVP, and Aaron Rodgers has won two. If anything, if we're talking about fatigue, Mahomes has won one MVP. Rodgers has won two. Rodgers has been playing in the league for a longer time, and he's been considered top one quarterback for many years. If anything, the fatigue should go to Mahomes, who won the MVP last year and is the best thing since sliced bread, according to the NFL media. If I was a betting man in the middle of the season, I would have said Mahomes because of how the media just sucks him off. But no, Aaron Rodgers had the better season. Aaron Rodgers is the better quarterback. So you can't compare that to the Karl Malone, Michael Jordan MVP race in 97. There's that. But then Brandon Marshall talks about how Derrick Henry deserves it. Listen, I think Derrick Henry is easily the best running back in the league. He had 2,000 yards. If this is any other year, like if this is last year, Derrick Henry's winning it, in my opinion. The fact that Lamar Jackson won it last year unanimously, when I think Russell Wilson was easily better than him, Russell Wilson last year, you can't tell me that Lamar Jackson was the best quarterback in the league last year. He was behind Mahomes. He was behind Wilson, and Mahomes couldn't win it because he missed a few games. He was behind Wilson. He was definitely behind. He was behind Rodgers. Yes, Rodgers had a down year last year, but I still would have taken him over Lamar last year. Lamar Jackson last year was just smoke and mirrors. Nobody had ever seen a guy like that, a guy that dynamic since Michael Vick. And they didn't sack the box because they thought he was actually a threat throwing the football. And now people realize that he's not. Even though he's been very hot the past couple of weeks, I still consider him a borderline top five quarterback. But I think if Derrick Henry played last year, yeah, give him the MVP. He's one of the first 2,000-yard rushers and the only guy, only one of two, to ever rush for 2,000 yards and 15-plus touchdowns. The last one was Terrell Davis. But, yeah, I feel sorry for Derrick Henry, but, yeah, this in a game where Aaron Rodgers is playing this well, a peak Aaron Rodgers, nobody should ever win the MVP over him. And Aaron Rodgers is at his peak right now. He's playing the best football that I've ever seen him play. Yes, that's over the 2012 season. Put those seasons together, very similar. You could honestly argue that you could give the slight nod to Aaron Rodgers this year because the passer rating was only like one less. And if Marquez Valdes-Scantling catches that deep ball that Rodgers threw to him, Aaron Rodgers is probably the passer rating king this year. And so the record is the one in the 2011 season. But if you put those two together, they're very comparable. And those are two peak Rodgers years. Rodgers at his peak, no one's better than him. So I don't know what Nick Wright is saying. And peak Patrick Mahomes, yes, peak Patrick Mahomes is very, very comparable to Aaron Rodgers. They're like neck and neck. But Patrick Mahomes hasn't been at his peak for the past month. Rodgers has, which is the reason why Rodgers deserves the MVP this year over Patrick Mahomes easily. All right. Now that I got that off my chest, we are going to go to the NFL playoff schedule, and I'm going to give you my two cents as to who I think is going to win. I got it pulled up right here. All right, let's just go with the first game on Saturday, Colts-Bills. I mean, I don't think this game is going to be close. The Bills are playing at such a high level right now. That defense, even their defense is playing at a high level, and they hadn't been for the first 10 weeks of the season. I mean, Tre'Davious White, guys like him, Jordan Poyer, Micah Hyde, that's a great secondary that they have in Buffalo, and I think that the Colts don't have enough offense. Phillip Rivers he's been playing good this past week. He hasn't seen a team this hot. I don't think he's seen a team this good since the Packers, I'm going to be honest. So I'd take the Bills over the Colts. Colts rushing attack is great, but I think that Stephon Diggs is going to pick apart whoever's guarding him, whether it's Rockison, Kenny Moore, anyone like that. I don't think the Colts stand a chance. Now, if we go to the second game on Saturday, Rams Seahawks. This is a tough one. If Jared Goff was playing, I take the Rams. The Rams were a team. I was talking to Tyler Shraven. I was saying after that game where they absolutely shellacked the Patriots, I was like, I gotta say, dude, I'm scared of the Rams. If Cam Akers is gonna run like this, and they have that good of a pass rush, that's literally the 49ers last year, except the Rams have a better secondary than the 49ers did last year. So, and you add in their pass rush, which was comparable to the 49ers last year that killed the Packers, and they had a better secondary, and they had an equal running back, and a quarterback that's not great, but you just take the ball out of his hands and he'll be good, and better receivers. And Sean McVay and Kyle Shanahan come from the same system. It was eerily similar to the 49ers last year, and I was getting a feel about them, but they haven't been playing well even with Goff. And now that Wolford's going to play, I don't think the Rams are going to be able to keep up with the Seahawks, whose defense is playing very well, and offense, while struggling, I think they'll be able to do enough because that secondary obviously is very good and that pass rush is very good. But I take the Seahawks defense to get at John Wolford. So yeah, I take the Seahawks in that game. Buccaneers, Washington. I gotta be honest. I hate Tom Brady, but I really like the football team here. Chase Young. I believe him. I think he's gonna get at Tom Brady, and I think it's gonna be not a shootout. I think it's gonna be an ugly game. The Buccaneers, let's be honest, have played three awful pass defenses in the three games that Brady's been cooking. So I don't take much into that. Let's see a real defense that they're gonna play against, and that's the Redskins. The football team, and it'll be a close game. I like the Alex Smith is playing. This is tough. That's secondary. If Terry McLaurin can eat up that secondary of the Buccaneers and Alex Smith can get the ball out quick, I like the football team. But who knows? Maybe those last three games aren't a fluke and Brady's just playing that well right now. Then I take the Buccaneers. But I'm going to go with my gut. I'm going to go football team. All right. Ravens-Titans. Oh, man. Would it feel good to see Derrick Henry kill the Ravens again? That would be awesome. And I think it's going to happen. The Ravens, I think, are scared of Derrick Henry. I think Derrick Henry should be feared right now by every single defense in the playoffs. He's run like a madman right now. He's coming fresh off a 250-yard game. People didn't know if he was going to get that 200 yards because, like, he's going to have a good game against the Texans, but he won't get 250. Oh, yeah, he did. And I think the Ravens are going to keep the ball out of Lamar's hands. And the Titans don't have a great defense, but I think the key to this game is definitely just eating that clock, which is exactly what the Titans did last year against Lamar. Kept the ball out of his hands and just fed Derek, and that's their game plan this year. And the Ravens secondary is great, but it's not going to mean anything because their run defense is like average. So, yeah, Titans over the Ravens. Lamar loses again and is proven to be a non-force in the playoffs. Bears Saints, give me the Saints. It'll be a blowout. Mitch Trubisky is awful. Saints in their environment. Bears not used to that, not used to playing in the cold. It's going to be a little weird playing in that dome, and I don't see the Saints. I don't see the Saints losing to that offense. That Saints defense is crazy, and going up against the Bears offense, Christ, I mean, it's not going to happen. If Dave Montgomery couldn't run on the Packers, how do you think he's going to run against the Saints? Not well against Trey Hendrickson and Cam Jordan. Browns Steelers. Now, if I had to rank the games I'm most excited for, I think I'd go Ravens Titans 1, Buccaneers Washington 2. This would be around 3. This will be a great game. I can't wait to see Baker Mayfield without Stefanski or even Joel Bitonio. Joel Bitonio, people don't realize, one of the best left guards in football. He is going to be out with COVID. And he was one of those guys. It was like Stefanski's got COVID. Oh, shoot. No. Bitonio's got COVID too. We'll see. And that old line is one of the best in the league. Without Bitonio, we'll see. We'll see if Baker Mayfield, Coward. I watched Coward this morning. He talked about this. Can Baker Mayfield elevate the Browns even without his star left guard and his star coach and his great coach, Kevin Stefanski? We'll see. I think the veteran play of Big Ben is going to be able to outduel Baker Mayfield. I think the spotlight is going to get to him with the Browns saying, like, oh, you're our savior. You finally got us to the playoffs. And I somewhat agree with them. Like, people think, forget this about Baker Mayfield. The Browns were irrelevant, the laughing stock of the league before he got there. He leads them to a not a great season. They're like 7-8-1 or 8-7. They were 8-7-1. They were above 500. And they were actually relevant. We were able to get free agents there. And then next season, not great. But now they're in the playoffs. Like the Browns are relevant now because of Baker Mayfield. But it's his first playoff game. I think the pressure is going to get to him. And I think Big Ben, a guy who's been there before, is going to outduel Baker. So here are my winners. I got Bills beating the Colts. Rams. I got the Seahawks beating the Rams. Football team beating the Buccaneers. Titans beating the Ravens. Saints beating the Bears. Steelers beating the Browns. So that means that the Bills will play the Titans and the Steelers will play the Titans. No. Oh my gosh. Steelers will play the Bills, Titans will play the Chiefs, and the football team will play the Packers, and the Saints will play the Seahawks. All four great games. This wild card, I feel like there's not enough good games, but that divisional round is going to be crazy. And we will definitely probably make a podcast for that. But yeah, all right, so those are my predictions. Mark them down. I've been getting better at my predictions over the years. They used to be awful, just jack shit awful. But now, getting a little better. I actually called the greatness of Josh Allen. I have a podcast, an old podcast, saying that I loved. I think Josh Allen is going to be, is people are selling their stock on him, saying that he's not a good enough throw of football. I liked him a lot, and I called it. I said he'd be a great player. That's one that I can call. I called Trey Young. I called, I think I went 3-1 on my picks. I think I went 3-1 on my 2 years ago on my divisional round picks. Not bad. There's not a lot I can think of, to be honest, but I'm getting better. All right. That's the episode for today. Chance, take us out.
Thirsty, thirsty, trying to choose. I mean, I know I'm pretty cool. My nitty bag, my kitty boots. I got the juice, I got the juice.
Geno, Chatham's on. Foolies glad I'm on. Even my haters kinda glad I'm on. Rest in peace to my